studying minor earthquakes with miners. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Thanks to a science and industry partnership, the gold mines of South Africa are producing a wealth of knowledge for earthquake scientists. One is Penn State University geoscientist Eliza Richardson. She says the gold mines are constantly rumbling with tiny earthquakes.
These are the deepest mines in the world, and they're also the most seismically active in the world, because they're full of old faults, which would never be active normally, except for the fact that there's mining going on.
All that mining and blasting weakens the areas around the faults, which makes them slip, just like in a major earthquake. To protect their workers from cave-ins, the gold companies have filled their mines with seismic sensors. Now they're sharing the data with scientists like Richardson, who are using the information to understand how quakes start.
We believe that the physics that governs small earthquakes and large earthquakes is the same. And so the idea is that if you can discover something interesting about how a small earthquake starts, then you'll be able to find out a lot more about big earthquakes, because there are a lot more small earthquakes than large ones, and because these particular ones in South Africa and the gold mines are recorded in such detail.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.